bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. This is Deacon Joe Montone, back with you here at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. As we begin our program, we're going to dedicate our show to all of those victims of breast cancer who have been struggling and challenged with therapy, specifically chemotherapy, radiation, and really struggling to find great vision for the future. So today we're going to be talking about breast cancer victims, because family life is a big part of our show, as you know. And the WINGS program is really focused heavily on fatherhood, motherhood, parenthood, grandparenthood. And really, we want to talk about the great value that our wives have in our lives during this program. And we've had many men who were incarcerated, many men in recovery programs who were married and who were separated due to addiction to drugs and alcohol or through incarceration. So we want to, you know, raise up our women today and just make it really clear to our men how important it is to be there for our wives and the mother of our children in the show today. Now, as we begin our program, once again, we're going to highlight some statistics with regards to breast cancer. And before we do, we just want to open up with a prayer for a woman who really is a good friend, a special person who we know for many years, who was stricken with breast cancer and who's struggling today. So please join me in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, Father of all mankind, our eternal Father, we give you praise and thanks for this opportunity to come together as your sons and daughters, for we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank you for your blessings, for your graces, for your gifts, and for your presence in our lives, for without you, we are nothing. Father, we thank you for the great gift of faith that has truly brought us together today at Holy Spirit Radio, and for the gifts of time and good health that allow us to be here. Today we lift up those women who are struggling with breast cancer or cancer of any kind. We ask that you give them hope and great vision into the future. Give them courage and strength. Help them to persevere through the treatments that they will require to maintain good health and to get through the actual diagnosis of cancer. Father God, we ask that you lift up their families, their children, and help them to move forward one day at a time with a focus on our Blessed Mother Mary and Saint Joseph, our holy family. We ask through the intercession of our holy family that the Holy Spirit will inspire them to turn it up a notch and to focus in on what's truly important, and ask you, Lord, at this time, that you will send someone into their lives that will help them to get through this difficult time, this period of challenge, obstacles in front of them. We ask that you really help them to find their faith at its highest level, to bring them the peace of God, the love of God, through the Word of God. We ask this once again through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, my friends, I want to give you some stats now on breast cancer. And, you know, a lot of people ask the question, how common is breast cancer? Well, breast cancer is the most common cancer in women in the United States, except for skin cancers. It is about 30% of all new female cancers every year. And the American Cancer Society's estimates for breast cancer in the United States for 2023 are as follows. About 297,790 new cases of invasive breast cancer will be diagnosed in women. About 55,720 new cases of ductal carcinoma in situ, DCIS, will be diagnosed. And about 43,700 women will die from breast cancer. And breast cancer mainly occurs in middle-aged women and older women. The median age at the time of breast cancer diagnosis is 62 years old. This means half of the women who develop breast cancer are 62 years of age or younger when they are diagnosed. A very small number of women diagnosed with breast cancer are younger than 45 years old. And basically, you know, overall, the average risk of a woman in the United States developing breast cancer sometime in her life is about 13%. And this means there is a 1 in 8 chance she will develop breast cancer. This also means there is a 7 in 8 chance she will never have the disease. So it's pretty remote, although there are some areas of the country that are very, you know, prominent. In the past, I recall one of the highest rates in breast cancer was attributed to the water out in Suffolk County, New York. And so, you know, we just once again lift up all women who are struggling with breast cancer, ovarian cancer, any kind of cancer at all, and which is impacting their family in a negative way. In recent years, incidence rates have increased by 0.5% per year. And so we bring this out to you, my friends, because it's important. And once again, we lift up a special person today that we are very familiar with, who is a good friend, who has been struggling with breast cancer. And, you know, St. Paul says it best. He said, you know, if we're married, he says, husbands, care for your wives as you care for your own body. And so how are you and I caring for our wives today? Specifically for our Men in the Wings program who are incarcerated, what can you do from the inside for your wife and family, for your children? What can you do inside or outside prison walls to be a better husband, a better father? I remember a gentleman who told me that he doesn't allow his children to come and visit him because he doesn't want them to see him here. And I said to him, I said, you know, how long has it been since you actually met with your children? And it had been 3 years. And his children were very young, under 6 years old. But I said, imagine all of those hugs and kisses, all of those conversations that you're missing because of this. Isn't it better to really bond and truly, you know, develop your relationship in a positive way? And then when you come home, to make changes so that you don't create more separation, instability, sad feelings that may go on for years to come. And so we want to do everything we can as husbands and fathers to lift up our wives. And I think one of the great things we can do is to be there and to help make their lives easier in the day-to-day of life. And if that makes sense to you, give us a call at 215-771-7501. Again, 215-771-7501. Because, you know, time is of the essence. And I remember years ago, a good friend of mine lost his wife at the age of 40, who died of cancer as well. I believe it was a breast cancer and also brain cancer. At the age of 40 and left two children. And I remember another gentleman, a good friend of mine, lost his wife at the age of 50 years old to cancer. And so in life, there will always be something coming down the pike that will steal your peace. For the majority of our days, our years, we have a lot of peace in our lives. But something may come up that will steal your peace, that will change your life forever. And I know in the Wings program, when we talk about family life, we always emphasize the point that nothing is forever. And family life will change as people pass. And so we want to put great value on the time that we have to spend with our wives, our children, our husbands, our parents, our grandparents, because nothing is forever. I remember also in one of our programs, a young gentleman came into our classroom one day and he said, "Mr. Montone, can I speak with you?" And I said, "Oh, of course, Rich, what can I do for you?" And he told me that my mother had died. And when he said his mother had died, it really struck me, you know, and he was about 34 years old. And I said, "Rich, I'm so sorry to hear that." He says, "Yeah, the thing was, you know, I was preparing to go home to spend more time with my mom. But now she's gone. And my whole focus was to get out of prison and to go home and spend more time with her. You know, and I feel very guilty about the time I haven't spent with her. And now that opportunity is gone." And so, you know, Rich and I talked about it, and he actually went to court and went on to serve more time. He was sentenced to 4 to 7 years upstate. But his mom had died also due to cancer. So once again, we acknowledge the value of quality time. Are we spending our time in a good way each and every week? In the Wings program, we identify the fact that we have 168 hours in a week. And that's the total time available. Question is, how do you and I spend that time? Are we really showing up for our children? Or are we neglecting our children? Are we being honest, sincere, and respectful, accountable, reliable, dependable for our wives? Or are we neglecting them as well, maybe even abusing them? Again, our show today is focusing on the value of a wife in a home. The value of a wife. And St. Paul says it in a different way. He says, you know, it's better for a man to get married than to die in hell because of sins of the flesh. And so God calls us to a higher standard. He says a man will leave his mother and father to join his wife. And the two will become one flesh. And they will be fruitful and multiply. But the message is important for marriage and family life. The message to care for your wife as you care for your own body is so critical, my friends, to success in marriage. Are we making our wives' lives easier or more difficult as husbands? Are we bringing more stress upon our families, or are we striving weekly, daily, to reduce the stress on other people in our homes, including our wives and children? So which is it? Are we putting more stress on, or are we reducing the stress? Because this is a critical part of life, to minimize things like strokes, heart attacks, and diabetes, cancer. Having more stress on people really puts a lot of pressure on them, and mental pressure. And we want to reduce the stress. It's important to think about and to talk about and to identify ourselves objectively as either stress reducers or increasers. And so one of our objectives in the WINGS program is to help men, specifically those who are incarcerated or on house arrest, parole, probation, to make changes so that they are reducing the stress on their wives and children, that their families are growing out of difficult situations and they're moving forward into a new life, basically moving on a different path with more stability, more credibility, and becoming role models. And I think it's important that we acknowledge, you know, the goal of being a role model as a husband and helping our wives to really get through their days, to move forward in an easier way and not put everything on them, but to remove some of those things by being proactive. And I know that each and every day is different. And as many wives are working and truly very, very busy with the children and grandchildren, the question is, what can I do to help? What can I do to reduce the stress? How can I change things in my home to make things more peaceful, to bring more love, more patience, more kindness, more compassion, more generosity into my home and marriage? Because we want to succeed in marriage, and we don't have forever to do it. Just a few months ago, I attended several marriages of good friends of mine who lost their wives to different illnesses. And so we don't have forever to really make these changes. But I encourage you, as this is the Lent in season, and we're getting ready for Palm Sunday and Holy Week and Holy Thursday and Good Friday and Holy Saturday and Resurrection Day, Easter Sunday. And Lent is all about prayer, fasting, and sacrifice. So I ask you the question, what sacrifice can you make for your wife and children? What can you do that you haven't been doing that you know you should be doing that requires sacrifice? I want you to think about that and take action, because the WINGS program is all about winning ideas, nurturing growth, and success. We want to be growing in our relationship with God. We want to be growing in our relationships with our families, with our wives, with our husbands, with our children. We don't want to be stagnating, because stagnation breeds depression. And as this show is focused on our wives today, as wingmen, we want to do all that we can to make it known to other men that this is what I've been doing and it's working for me. We want to share things that are working, and we want to give credit to those men who have succeeded in those relationships or those areas of their lives that they're finding success. And marriage is an important part of success in reentry. And, you know, very often we talk about the priorities in life with God first, and then you second, and then family third, and then work fourth, and fifth is community service, and hobbies and sports number six. And the stronger I am, the more I can do for my wife and children. The stronger I am, the more I can do for the community. But it takes, you know, a focus. And we have to be focused and even intense at times to not be distracted, not be defocused, and to understand that The opportunities that God has given us are here today, but sometimes gone tomorrow. And that includes the opportunity to serve your wife in a loving way. So I call out to our men today, those in the Wings program and those just tuning in to listen, to lift up your wives, to do something special that you haven't done in a long time. Do something unique that makes them feel good, makes them feel desirable, makes them feel special. Take some of the burden off of their shoulders. Unload the burden, whether it be financial burden, a physical burden in any way, with things around the house. Anything at all, I ask you to find the humility to lift up your wife. As we prepare for Palm Sunday, you know, we ask for God's help for all men out there to take a moment to acknowledge their wives as a gift from God and to acknowledge the blessings of children which came through our wives, the blessings of grandchildren that came through our children. Ultimately, God has provided a growing family for many of us. And we want to acknowledge the great gift of motherhood, which comes through our wives. Maybe the most powerful gift in the world, the gift of motherhood, the producer of life itself, needs to be put up on a plateau to be honored, to be, you know, identified as something special, never to be taken for granted. And once again, we have to give credit to our wives for making the sacrifice to have a child. And we never know how things are going to go during that pregnancy, which is for 9 months. And we've talked about it many times in the pro-life movement, how, you know, a baby is born and the mother's duties are 24/7 in changing and feeding their children, watching over them, keeping them safe, protecting them, defending them. And once again, we have to lift up our wives, who are the mothers of our children, who are doing whatever it takes to do the job, making the ultimate sacrifice every day, putting themselves last and putting the children first. And when they are tired at the end of the day and lay their heads upon their pillows, resting, and they can look back on the day and thank God that it was a good day, and their kids are safe and at home. Because we know that many children, you know, will be injured in different ways, from gunshots to falling out a window to falling into a pool and drowning. And so we lift up our mothers because they are the protectors of our children as well. Once again, our wives who have given birth to our children are special people, given the responsibility to watch after the kids. I remember living up in Syracuse, New York, when a good friend of mine from the volunteer fire department in Baldwinsville, New York, my friend Bill, lost his 2-year-old to a pool accident. His wife had got up to answer the phone and went inside from the backyard, and his 2-year-old walked over to the neighbor's yard, and the gate was open at the pool. And the pool was covered, but the 2-year-old found his way under the cover and into the pool. And when they found him, he had passed. And I just tell you that it was one of the saddest funerals that we have ever gone to. And that's why we want to lift up those wives out there who are doing everything they can to protect their children. And we don't take that for granted. So once again, I inspire you, I encourage you to lift up your wife this weekend as we come into Palm Sunday and begin Holy Week, which is a focus on the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We lift up our wives and the mothers of our children. And through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, we ask her to intercede for us and our families. We ask Mary, our Blessed Mother, the Mother of Christ, to help us to do the right things as husbands and wives, to look after our children, to help them to, you know, guide them and be guided in the right direction. We put these prayers into the Sacred Heart of Jesus through the Immaculate Heart of Mary and through Christ our Lord. Amen. And so, my friends, as we close out our show today, I want to remind you that this season is special. We are about to begin a new year in the church next week with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the Lenten season, once again, is about prayer, fasting, and sacrifice. How have you done during the past 6 weeks? How is your journey going spiritually? Are you growing in faith? Are you stagnating? Or are you regressing? Where do you stand today as you continue forward to tomorrow? Is your relationship with Jesus Christ better than it was 6 weeks ago because you made changes? Is there still room for growth? Do you need to make a change today that you've been reluctant to make? Which is it? Be objective, my friends, because God gives us the opportunity to make changes. And it's up to you and I, because we have free will, free choice. But God is calling us to a better life, to a higher standard. And as the Wings program is a faith-based program, we want to truly remember to open the Word of God, the basic instructions before leaving earth, and to use His Word as the source of all great decision-making, decisions that will be made in family life, in work, in community service. Are we with God? Are we for God? Or are we against Him? And your decisions, my friends, as you make each and every one of them, if it's good for God, good for you, good for your family, good for the community, you should be doing whatever it is that you want to do at this time. That's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great day. God bless. And we'll see you next time here on Finding God in Prison at Holy Spirit Radio. God bless.